This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs?
Her Society.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you from... Hold on, you'll have to excuse me, I'm just bathing in the sunshine.
We're coming to you live from California. Like that Katy Perry song, it is undeniable.
And on Sunday, which is tomorrow, 25 fellow Aussie girls will be flying in from Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane and will be joining us.
So Australia is going to be ripping it up here in California, and next week we'll be coming to you live from the biggest party in the whole wide world for girls who love girls.
But we really do miss you all back home in Melbourne.
Oh yeah, no, totally, completely, yes.
Coming up tonight on Her Society here on Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, we've come across a text message conversation that proves that us girls can get a little crazy.
A little too much crazy, not that we mean to be, but hear a text conversation between two people after their first date, which will make you think about helping a sister out.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you. And because we're not in the studio, we can't unfortunately receive texts, but you can tweet us and Facebook us to say hello.
Facebook.com/Her Society Online, and you can tweet us at Her Society Live.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you from Los Angeles, California, and all over the world by joy.org.au. Here's a bit of Jessie J to get you in the mood. Nobody's perfect, but everyone in California is.
Oh, yeah.
Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you from California, where Natalie and I are soaking up the sun and waiting for 25 fellow Aussie girls to arrive tomorrow, which is a little bit fun, Zebu.
It is. Can you believe it's been exactly a year since you and I was here?
I cannot believe that. It's very reminiscent this time.
It is, and it feels, you know how you say that, it came up so fast. It actually didn't. I waited so long for this time.
It did seem like a while, but I think towards the end it kind of sped up a little bit. I mean, remember I was doing a countdown when it was like 70 days, and now I can't believe it's only like, you know, we're already here.
I know, it's fantastic, isn't it? Like, it was only yesterday I was going, oh my God, I haven't even packed. What do I do? You know, so I'm glad. And the first thing we did when we got here was get Starbucks.
Exactly. Well, yeah, we're lucky we're staying two doors down from a Starbucks. And I know people in Australia are probably going, ew, Starbucks. But I got to say, in America, unfortunately, coming from Melbourne, where we, you know, we're a bit coffee snobbish.
We're blessed
to have such great coffee and such a plethora of options here to go, okay, we're going to go here for coffee or there for coffee. In America, you know, love California and, you know, love being here. But the coffee options anywhere, whether it be New York or California, not that good.
I must say, we are a country of coffee wankers in Australia. You know, we really are. And I remember the first time I got to LA 2 years ago, and I got into the hotel at West Hollywood and looked at the coffee, and it was really weird. Drip coffee?
Yeah, last year when I saw that drip coffee, I'm like, am I supposed to drink that, or am I supposed to just feed people I don't like that?
I was going to soak the bag and put it in my eyes.
You never know.
I have no idea what to do with it. No idea. That's why we kept buying coffees every morning, just run up to the local Starbucks and get our mocha.
Exactly. My mocha and your latte.
Your mocha and my skim latte.
soy mocha, they'd
say. It was weird because the first time they asked me if I wanted... to like fill it to the top or something like that. I had no idea what she was saying. And because they don't really use machines over there, like coffee machines. Like in Australia, you make your coffee via machine.
Exactly.
But in America, well, in LA, I won't say in America, they give you a choice of machine or drip.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? I want a coffee.
Because when I think drip, I think of hospitals. And I don't want to be thinking about hospitals when I'm drinking coffee. Because hospital coffee ain't that good.
No.
Exactly. No. Not like that.
No drip, no coffee, no hospital. Machine. Coffee, machine. queen.
This is Her Society with Ginny Nelly coming to you live from California in the United States, where we're here for the Herbal Tea Convention, a.k.a. Dinosaur Weekend. I've been telling lots of people that it's hilarious. They're like, Herbal Tea? Really? They have a convention for that? That's been running for 23 years. Yeah, they
were. I don't think you lesbians were into Herbal Teas that much to come all the way across the country. You know,
exactly.
Continent.
And why would Chaka Khan perform at a Herbal Tea convention? Because she likes Herbal Tea.
Who doesn't?
Exactly. Well. Exactly. Lady Gaga, Pussycat Dolls, everyone who's performed at the Herbal Tea convention.
Janet
they
Jackson.
Dig Herbal Tea. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Janet
yep.
Jackson.
Like,
they like it.
They all like Herbal Tea.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's an after party. It's the knitting convention after that.
Yeah, that's a great party.
Isn't it?
You know, why would you need scarves in California and beanies in California? It is like, it's like getting a solar powered torch, but it's great. I mean, a lot of people seem to love it.
Oh, God. People do listen to us, don't they? They still do, right, after all the crap we talk?
Hopefully.
Even in Los Angeles, it doesn't change.
Let's hope. This is Ginny Nelly coming to you from California on Joy 94.9. We hope you're well back at home, but we'd love to hear from you. You can Facebook us, facebook.com/ Her Society Online.
Or you can tweet us at Her Society Live.
Stay tuned. Coming up, we've got a bit of a case study, or a story, should I say, but it can be turned into a case study. It seems that us women are a little bit crazy, Zebu.
I think this woman in particular does need to be turned into a bit of a case study.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's just weird how some woman, well, this particular one doesn't not get the idea of he doesn't want to talk to you.
Nah.
It's over, move on. The ship has sailed like well far away.
Absolutely. Let's hear about that story coming up after this track from Kelly Rowland for a minute. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie right here on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you from USA, California, sunning it up here with 25 Aussie girls who are about to join us tomorrow, so it's very exciting. We'll be back. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie coming to you on Joy 94.9 and all over the world via joy.org.au. We're coming to you from California in the United States, which is pretty exciting because we are going to be joined by 25 other Aussie girls tomorrow, which is quite a treat.
Yeah, I don't know what LA is gonna hit them, really. I don't know if they're ready for 25, well, 27 including you and I.
Well, 28 including our music director DJ Ish as well, so quite a lot of Aussie girls. But I think the interesting thing is going to be when we rock up in limousines.
Yes, and we've got about 8 limousines. Imagine you're in a country town, well, not country town, desert town like Palm Springs.
And that's what I mean. We're going to a place, Palm Springs. Now, people think, I tell people, they ask me, you know, are you going to the States, Ginny? It's so exciting. And they're like, where are you going? I'm like, LA, Palm Springs, and New York. Now, you put Palm Springs sandwiched in between LA and New York, they're like, what the?
Palm Springs
is a desert, isn't it, Zebu?
It is. It is also a town where it's known for one, golf, and two, retiring.
Exactly.
And having a massive lesbian party in a place where you retire and play golf.
Exactly. And it's been happening for 23 years, this lesbian party, mind you. And also 2 weeks later, there's like a white party in for gay men. So it's actually taken over by gays for a good 4 weeks.
Well, they've got to be used to us by now, don't you?
I think so, too. I think that's why there's no one around in those 4 weeks. Because I remember going down to Palm Springs Village, which I will do in a week's time as well. And it's just flooded with lesbians. It's like the world turns upside down.
Pretty much. And it is like a world where if the whole world was made up of lesbians and there was like, well, no other people, that would be Palm Springs during a dinosaur.
Can you imagine that much estrogen in one little place?
Oh my God.
Can you imagine 10,000 women in one little place, that estrogen?
In every 2 seconds you hear someone cry, then someone laugh, then someone scream.
Exactly.
We're so fueled with emotions.
Speaking of fueled with emotions, we've got a bit of a saga with two people coming up later. Now, it is between a straight couple, or a straight pair, should I say. I shouldn't say couple. I think one of them might be a little bit upset if I call them a couple. But
one of them wants to be a couple, the other one doesn't.
Exactly. We came across a text message conversation between two people. It was after a one-night stand, obviously, and you'll hear more about that later. But it got us thinking about, you know, what are some of the full-on experiences that you've had with a particular person? Like, you dated and it didn't really work out. Did they turn, like, crazy on you?
You know what? I've had very similar experiences to do with that text message. And I probably shouldn't talk about too much because that person is still in my life. Hopefully not listening right now. But yeah, it kind of went a bit weird. We dated for a good 2 weeks and I didn't feel that I wasn't in it to continue. It just wasn't kind of my thing, or I wasn't really ready, and I was also scared at that time as well of how fast the relationship was going. And that brings us to our last conversation, didn't we? Talk about, you know, the pressures of dating.
Yeah, and where to take it.
And where to take it, and, you know, all of a sudden after a few days or a few weeks and you kind of feel that it's not for you, what do you do? Like, you're kind of in that limbo where you're stuck to go any forward because you don't want to, but you don't want to stop it there and then in the middle of its tracks. You know, because the other person is like thinking everything's fine.
Exactly.
And I kind of did break her heart because I thought everything was fine until I got to this point 2 weeks into it saying, oh, it's not really what I want. It just turned really, really full on with like messages and phone calls and love letters and wanting to see each other every single day. It just got really full on. And I don't mean this is not a situation like the text message crazy lady that we're going to talk about. It was more, yeah, probably just too full on for me.
Yeah. Do you think, is that the ultimate turn off for you, someone being too full on?
Not at all, because that is actually how I roll.
Oh, really?
That is actually how I roll, but it happened at a really bad time.
I see. So it depends on the receipt. And I agree with you. I think if the person on the other end is receiving of that energy of to be like, all right, yes, you know, I really want this attention and affection constantly, especially during that honeymoon period, you can tend to be that kind of, you know, your contact's a lot higher than it is later on down in the relationship, the frequency of it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I don't think if you are receptive to it, you wouldn't really mind.
No, but I also am a big believer of timing. Like, I'm usually that person. I'm usually that person to always reciprocate that, you know, that forwardness. And I'm always that person that to reciprocate or even lead the whole talk every day, the whole, you know, very, very close from day one. I don't like this space from day one, or you got to follow rules like we talked about last time. Wait 3 days to do this and then wait another 2 days before you can do this. You know what I mean? It's, for me, it's go with the flow and how your heart feels and your gut feeling as well, and your intuition and your instincts and everything like that.
Wow, Zebu, I admire your bravery. I'm actually a little bit opposite. I tend to take the guided approach, and I know, you know, your approach is great because, you know, you can be a little bit more freer, but I tend to take baby steps, and as soon as I know it's a green light, I put the foot on the accelerator. That's when I do it.
Baby steps can sometimes scare people away because it could give the girl an idea that you're casual or you're not serious.
But I think with baby steps, I think if you give the girl enough to know that you are genuinely interested and you want to get the girl, I mean, there's a point where baby steps gets a little bit grey because baby steps can, yeah, like you said, come across as standoffish.
Yeah.
But if you do give the girl enough to show that you're interested, like, you know, a text message here and there, a phone call here and there, to keep that consistency and momentum going, not following any rules.
Agree.
Just to keep it going, I think that should be enough for the girl to go, okay, this is where she's at. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if she can accept where you're at and know that you're not going on, you know, this big I'm all here and going gang-ho on it,
yeah.
I think that's actually kind of a good place to be in. So when you are both ready to go, okay, she's ready, she trusts me now.
Completely right. And you know what it comes down to? Even though you take baby steps and I can go gung-ho into something, it all depends on that one person and how they reciprocate and whether that person's right for you, really.
Absolutely,
Zebu. The right person will follow your pace.
We'd love to know, what is your ultimate turn-off when it comes to dating someone? Let us know. Facebook us at facebook.com/HerSocietyOnline.
Or you can tweet us at HerSocietyLive.
Yes, we'll find out more about the crazy text lady after this track from, it's actually one of my favourite artists.
Uh-oh, who is it?
It's not Nicole.
Oh, I thought it was Nicole.
Nicole is my favourite artist, but this chick I love just as much in a musical way. No disrespect to Nicole. Mary J. Bride. Her Society with Ginny Nelly on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from California in USA. We've got the crazy text lady, the story between JJ and Kevin. Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.